From Tidbits on October 11th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates by Tidbits Staff. Adobe Acrobat and Reader 9.4 and 8.2.5. Adobe has released updates from Adobe Acrobat and Reader 9.4 for the current 9.x versions and 8.2.5 for the current older 8.x versions to address several security vulnerabilities, along with enhancements to PDF creation, roaming profile workflows, and other bug fixes. Full release notes are available, but in PDF form. The two patch security flaws include a crashing exploit that could allow a remote attacker to take control of your Mac. Adobe says there are reports that this vulnerability is being actively exploited in the wild, and thus unsurprisingly recommends that you update immediately, either from within the products or via the Adobe Product Updates page. TweetDeck 0.35.3. Twitter client TweetDeck, based on Adobe Air, has been bumped to version 0.35.2. The latest fixes and additions to the software don't seem nearly as minuscule as the fractional version number. Various bugs are fixed, including issues affecting scheduled updates, Facebook authorization, retweet issues, and more. New in this version is support for t.co links and main feeds, Twitter trends, universal login with the creation of a free TweetDeck account, and posterous image uploading. A quick 0.3.5.3 update a few days after 0.35.2 fixes a few outstanding bugs. Menu meters 1.4. Raging Menace has updated menu meters to version 1.4, its first update since January 2006. Menu meters provides a set of CPU, memory, disk, and network monitoring tools in your Mac's menu bar. The new update offers full compatibility with macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard, hides more inactive statistics when appropriate, and introduces support for IPv6 addresses. The update also fixes a variety of bugs related to setting preferences, managing VPNs, showing disk space, and more. Raging Menace provides full release notes. Growl 1.2.1. The Growl team has released Growl 1.2.1, its software for enabling macOS 10 applications to provide unobtrusive on-screen updates. The update includes a slew of minor fixes addressing issues like plugin support, speech notifications, speed and performance problems, and more. The updated Growl Safari plugin restores the capability to click Download Finished notifications to reveal the just downloaded file, and the updated Growl iTunes plugin now works better under macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard. For even more detail, read the full release notes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.